This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, November 7th, 2007.
Yeah, no. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order.
I just got mine.
Emergency testing, are you working? Okay, at this time I'd like to call for any late additions to the agenda.
I want to do a brief recap of the best employer conversation, like super brief.
Okay. I'll throw that under or hold it.
Okay.
I'd like to give a brief recap on the meeting with Mary, too, that Bill and I
attended. Oh, excellent. I'll put that under fellowship.
I would supersede my brief recap.
Any other late additions to the agenda? Okay, I'd like to move on and report from the chair. First of all, I see we have some visitors. I'm going to start over here. Introduce yourself, please. And
sounds like you're going to say something else there. I'm Deborah Howell, and I spoke with Donna Goss a couple of weeks ago about getting involved with the EA and working on a couple of things.
Oh, glad to have you here.
And Deborah has submitted her materials?
Yes.
And yeah, in case anybody wants.
Very good.
Outstanding.
I'm here usually. I used to make it to the last meeting. I'm from the student assembly.
Nice to have you. Oh, we have a new one. Titan. We're just asking you to introduce yourself.
You've already done.
Yeah. To everybody? Okay, so we have Deb, student assembly representative, and already met, joining us. And we have Julie. She's a photographer for the Wisconsin Museum of Art.
Yeah, and I've finished up all my paperwork.
And she's got her paperwork, too?
Just for everybody else, the who we've already met. Kelly S. Spiker with Alumni Affairs and Development. I'm very glad to be here today.
Yeah, you put them all in today, right?
Yeah.
Bring them on. I see that a lot of the members of the employee assembly have been busy. I've been silent, but I have close on the house, and I'll be able to, you know, kind of rejoin you as an active member. I'll be able to contribute.
Housewarming party.
Yeah, winter retreat.
Tomorrow.
That's all I have to report. We'll move on. Michael, a report from the employee trustee.
The trustees were on campus last month, the end of the month. It was both board meetings, so board meetings and committee meetings. It coincided with the Cornell Council meeting, which happened on campus once a year as well, and the State of the University address that the president gave. I know some of you were there. The president mentioned that the campaign is going very, very well, and that there's going to be a staff and faculty component of the campaign. He also announced that at the EA president's address. So at board trustees meeting, the president's report, he mentioned the vision and mission that the executive staff has been working on. That is also going to be the next topic for the expanded staff group that Mary, I, and the EA hold with the president. Mentioned the $20 million investment in local infrastructure, which I think is very important and something the EA should probably be involved in. And the statement that he made on the bias-related incidents that have been happening in Ithaca and on campus. At the board meeting, there was the financial report by Joanne DiStefano. We are running in the black.
Yay!
On the committee on academic affairs, which I sit, we approved a new BS degree in viticulture and enology. Buildings and properties, there are lots of buildings and renovations going on in the contract colleges. That's the open part of the meeting. For instance, the Animal Diagnostic Center at the Vet School, the East Campus Research Facility, the Equine Drug Testing Lab. But a particular note should be made of the Child Care Center, which I know Mary and EA have been working very hard on. And I'll take any questions. Hearing none, I yield to the chair.
Reluctantly.
Okay, we'll move on. Bill Wittig, report from the UA representative.
Yes, in the last meeting the UA had, basically two subjects were covered. First was they did put through a resolution and approve it for the support of the transportation mitigation strategies, TIMS. I assume that's probably on their site if anybody wants to see it. And we also, the other half of the meeting was spent on the master plan, and they actually had a guest speaker with the university planners. And that was quite a lively discussion. and they are going to have future talks and decide how they want to support the master plan. There was no resolution or anything out of it. It was more of an informational meeting this time. Okay, and those were really the two topics.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Bill. Any questions for him? Okay, let's move on to the approval. We have two meeting minutes to approve. Let's start with May 16th meeting minutes. It's come back a little bit, but anybody see anything on that they'd like to point out?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a
second?
All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, no opposed. Let's pass May meeting minutes as they are. Go on to September 19th meeting.
I have a change.
A change, okay.
On page 3, the top, where under IOC, it says recruiting for this committee is critical. And that makes it sound like I said that I was talking about recruiting for IOC, and I think I meant recruiting for the EA as a whole was critical. So I guess the reward does say maybe recruitment for the EA is a priority for this committee or something like that.
Recruiting for the EA.
Got it.
Got it. Any others? Can we make that change?
Make a motion to approve.
With the change?
Mm-hmm.
Any second?
I'll second that.
All opposed? Any all for? Any opposed? We'll pass that with a stand correction. We'll move on to our committee report. We'll start with the executive committee.
I can cover that meeting with Mary.
Okay.
So Mary met with it was supposed to be Brian and myself, and Brian's date for closing got switched, so Bill was able to attend that meeting in his place. And I went through a few different topics that I wanted to discuss with Mary. Michael was at that meeting, and Dennis was at that meeting as well. And it was, I'd just like to say, overall, it's great to have that experience to be able to meet with Mary and to talk with Dennis and with Michael as well to get little bit of perspective on where the EA has been and to help figure out where we might be going in the future. So one of the topics was the possibility of holding an event in the spring with President Scorton, and Mary currently said that although President Scorton is very excited to work closely with all of the assemblies and with all the different groups at Cornell, it sounded like he overcommitted himself a little bit when he first got here, so he thought he'd have a lot more time to do all of these meetings. And so now he is pulling back a little bit from them. I did say adamantly that if there is a chance for Mary to look, at his calendar and to see if there is a date that we would be able to set up something like a president's address or an informal chat, so that he can interact with staff again, that he really would like to push for that. So she does have that on her radar. She's going to look, and she'll keep us up to date with if something does free up in his schedule so he's able to make a commitment for the spring. If not, we're still, he still is planning on holding every fall a president's address to his staff, so that won't be changing.
We also talked about holding forums in the spring, similar in fashion to Chili Cat, or being able to discuss things via a moderated blog. And she gave her feedback that she thought, you know, that was great and something that she definitely supports, and for us to just pull together, you know, what we wanted to have forums about and run by her, and then we can move forward on those. And so there's a few things that are on our agenda. I think Donna may mention something like the wellness policy and some other issues that are in the forefront that may lead themselves to forum discussions or blog discussions. So excited about that. And let's see, how they're up to date with all the requests EA has received and where they're at. Just happy to see that document.
That was a very nice update.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad.
Very easy to read.
That. But you like the form?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll keep doing that then. Talked to her about the expanded staff council, and Don, I think there's a few new people too. I don't know. Can you give like a just a
oh gosh,
back,
I think I'm gonna throw that back over to Michael.
To Michael?
Yeah, Mary.
Okay. Just an overview, kind of what it was.
Daly was interested in getting together with a group of staff, and so approached Mary and I, and I think Donna, and we decided the EA would be one of the groups that should be invited to that. It happened three times last year. It's happening one time this year, but that group, and then there were certain de facto leaders that Mary and I, and I think even Donna again, identified on campus, and that's become the extended staff group. That means we've had several topics to discuss, and as I said in my report, the next one, we're only going to have one this year, and it's going to be on the mission and vision of the university.
Thank you.
They've been set,
I think sometime in January.
It's January 17th.
I think it's January 17th.
That's all I had to report on
that. Okay. Staff Award Recognition Committee. Dennis, do you know when?
Whenever it's going to meet. I'll be clued. I will make this pledge to the group. We have not met yet. Brian asked me if I would take some leadership on it to help pull the group together. I've not done so, but we will have an George Peter Award winner before the end of this year.
Okay.
That's what I was going to have to throw the party
myself. I was hoping I didn't miss it. Okay. So there, other than that, we'll keep you updated. Communication Committee.
Let's see. Bill, do you
want to
give a little update on the tracking sheet?
Sure. Actually, what I'd like to do is kind of give a little recommendation, and I'm not sure if we can even do this, but we have, you know, we developed a tracking sheet, used it during the retreat, and since then it's been sitting basically with me, and I've been taking the requests that come in, putting them on, and just trying to keep it up, but it really, it's supposed to be a tracking document, so it's supposed to have input on where things stand and whatnot. We're really not doing that yet. The recommendation I'd like to make, and I'm going to look at Ari and the assembly, is I'm not sure if we can do this or not, but I'd like to be able to, in my mind, the way to go would be to put this document, which is an Excel file, out somewhere where all of the EA can get to it, and then that way each of the committees could go in and do their own updates, and it'd be available out there at any time anybody wanted to look at it within the EA. But I would like to keep it just to the EA. It's not, it's an internal operations document. But anyways, that's the recommendation I'd like to make. And I apologize for bringing this up here, but I didn't have a chance to get it to you ahead of time. I don't know if that's something that's feasible or not.
I think we can do that.
Okay, so we'll take a look at that. But if that's the case, the thing that's important about this, though, is if we're going to track this and we're trying to keep an idea of where everybody's at and so forth and people can look at it, we've all said it's a good idea. Everybody's got to buy into it and be willing to go in there. And by committee, it's going to be broken by committee. You got to be able to go in there and put in your own data. It's not going to be the type of thing where one person's going to chase everybody down to try and get the information. So everybody's got to make a commitment to keep this document up to date. So So what I'll do is I'll work with Ari, see what we can come up with. We get out there. If we get it out there, I'll put out the notice to everybody or very well that it's available. And from there, it's the committee's responsibility to go in and put the updates in. And then we can look at it every once in a while. We can bring it up in here if we need to. But if it gets to be a situation where somebody has to chase everybody else all the time, it'll fall apart. So everybody's got to really work with it. So.
Yeah, I don't think that's too much.
Okay. So that's all I really had. So once we get that together, if it works out okay, we'll make sure everybody's aware of it and out there. Thanks.
Employee assembly block. Okay.
So I had a conversation with Ari about putting together some type of communication blog. And so at this point, that's where it's at. Like, I wanted to see if it was even an option, and he said yes. You know, other assemblies are doing it. And what it entails is, you know, we come up with, well, just an idea. So if there's something that we wanted more input from the staff on, this would be another communication vehicle to be able to get more information, more feedback from staff, to be able to post questions and have guided discussions using that type of a method, the blog. So at this point, nothing's going up. We're not going to post anything tomorrow. And I'll keep you up to date as it unfolds. But at least we have that option. And Ari's going to send me, I think, a little bit more information, or I was going to look into the student assembly has one. And they held discussions on, was it CJC?
It's not the student, it's the university assembly and the graduate and professional student.
Okay.
Assembly.
And so they held discussions on, I think it was the, wasn't it CJC?
The CJC had one on the campus code of conduct. The GTSA had one on their finance commission policies.
And Ari said that they were well received and successful. So, something for us to look into and use in the future.
Yeah. Quick question.
Yes.
If we do this, and maybe I missed some sorry if I did, but how do we get it out to the people and all the staff so they know it's there to use? And if we just put it on the site, obviously staff go on the site are going to see it, but
right.
It's a new thing. Are we going to try and spread the word somehow if this is out there?
Oh, yeah. And the idea is that it takes a little while to develop the questions that we actually want to have on there. So that would go, you know, the questions would go before the entire employee assembly. We get feedback from people, and then we'd be able to post them on the site, and then we'd have to use our other modes of communication. Billy, you've been developing that communication list. So we check on there, see which vehicles, like PopGram, PopSense, Flash, for getting them, spreading the word that it's out there.
Okay.
Good question.
Peter, chili chat and listen in the leader summary.
I emailed revisions to the fluff piece and executive summary this morning. I don't know if anyone had a chance. Okay, yeah, there's also copies over there at the table that. And I was doing that to print out for us. So these are changes. I don't know if you had a chance to talk, you know, unless I'm going to approve them now, but there's just a couple more items that Mary asked me to change, like the recommendations, and I'm probably actually going to might bring them up at CompCon because you see if the language that she recommended changes the recommendations enough to actually make them different recommendations, but I don't want to just make the changes and put them out there without having a discussion about them. So these ones are mostly just textual changes. So when you have a chance to peruse them in a little more detail, just send me emails, you know, any comments or suggestions regarding them, and then we can put out the final document.
Is there like a latest draft in the set report that we can all look at?
Well, you should all have copies from the last email I sent with the draft, and then these two pages are only those two pages that changed. These are only the ones I sent because you know, the PDF is a huge back row.
Yeah.
So
the last draft was, when did you send that? Can you remind me?
Last month, I think.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess like, after I make all the changes to the document, I will resend the whole thing before we put it out. Including recommendations, all the other stuff. So when everything has changed into the final draft, I'll put it all together and resend it again. So that'll be a good time.
Okay.
Quick question for Peter. What's your time frame for when this will be released so I can sort of figure out a possible article?
Well, I'd like to, like I said, talk about some of the stuff in ConCom, and then I think our next meeting is 2 weeks.
I think it's in two Tuesdays.
Okay. So are we thinking like the first in early January? Is that what we're thinking?
It'll definitely be after Thanksgiving, and I'll try to finish it by December, but after Christmas is probably a good time.
Yeah, I think people are thinking about vacation. Mm-hmm. Once we turn that over into the new year, then people are thinking about that. That's
yeah.
That's how the timing of it would be good.
Definitely. It'll help us pave the way for more forums or whatever we end up doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comments about that right now?
Thanks for your hard work. Not easy.
Or whatever it is I do.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, anything else from town council? Okay. Bill, finance?
Okay, I'm going to bring up just one subject. It's one I was brought before, and it deals with the employee grant fund auction that we had. I did, with the help from the Assembly's office, try to look at some history just to see how the lunch was paid for in the past and so forth, because we know we have $100 in the budget this year. The lunch this year was $435. And unfortunately, what we found is that we haven't been consistent. In the past, 2 years ago, it was a little over $200, and the Employee Assembly paid the whole thing. Last year, it was a little over $300, and the auction paid the whole thing. So we couldn't find a pattern that says this is the way we ought to go. So we're still in the same situation we were. Obviously, a lot of people know Deb's been out for a little bit. She is back now. I have been trying to get a hold of her just to find out how much money was raised from the pizza sale itself, and I don't have that figure yet. And I believe the only other piece of information that we have, Pat put out an email. I think it went to the whole EA as to her take on it. So really all I'm doing is providing the information right now that I know. My personal opinion on it still is that we budgeted $100. $100 is what we pay, and the rest of it comes from the auction. And I know there's some obviously difference of opinion on that. But if we are going to do anything differently, it has to be some type of a motion and approval because it is not in the budget. All we have is $100.
I don't even know where we take it from.
Well, there's not a lot of places to take it from. To put a pot on the table each meeting. And
all right, I guess I'll stop investment.
Yeah.
So is that your recommendation?
My recommendation is that we pay the $100 that's in the budget, and that the rest comes from the auction. And that, and the secondary recommendation, though, is that for next year, once we find out how the preliminary budget's going and so forth for next year, which Peggy's put in the $20,000, that if, you know, we've got to decide, are we planning to pay for the whole lunch, and then just go ahead and make sure we budget for that properly. And I don't think that's a big issue. So, okay.
So do we know, we still don't know how much came from the pizza?
No, I still do not know that. Pat, I think you're trying to get in there?
Yeah, actually, there was just a couple of comments I wanted to make with regard to that. I know that the budget is the budget, and I think that what we need to find out is why the EGF has not stayed within our allocated budget, and, you know, why are they spending $400? On pizza, and how much of that, I know they auction it off at the end, but
yeah.
In the same token, can we have a little bit more control over how much is purchased and how the income is received so that it can potentially offset? We shouldn't have to give more than 100. That sale should offset the purchase of the pizza. I guess I'd like to know what others think about that.
Okay, I was at the auction, so with Peter, so just in reference to part of it anyway, and Peter probably knows where that is because he's actually selling pizza, but I think they sold less than half the pizza.
Lot,
I think it was like a quarter of the pizza. So, yeah. So to one point, that would be one of my recommendations would be that, you know, we have a little bit more control, and I don't think we need to order nearly as much as was ordered, but, you know, as far as the disconnect between the $100 and the cost of the pizza, you can tell that it's actually been going on for several years, and I think it just hasn't been picked up because, again, 2 years ago it was over $200, and I don't think our budget's changed at all. I think it's always been $100 for the pizza, and we picked up the whole thing. The year after that, it was a $300 lunch, and we only had $100 in the budget, and they picked up the whole thing via the auction. So I think really all we're doing is picking up on something that's been going on for a few years, and it's time to come to a resolution on it.
Okay. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think we'll spend too much more time on pizza, but I think what we'll do is the EGF, get us an exact number of what we got to cover, and the EGF can decide that if they're willing to cover. It might be that simple.
Okay.
And then we'll move on. And so once you give me the number, I'll contact the rest of the committee members of the EGF, and we'll find out.
Okay.
They might be willing to cover that. They might. Anything else? Oh, for I did get a response back from Mary regarding covering the presidential address, and she's going to be working with the president's office to see if she'll cover that. Mm-hmm. She'll let us know. I gave her the exact number I got from you. Well, with that, let's move on to the emergency grant fund. I don't know of anything else going on.
It hasn't met.
No.
What with Deb being up?
Yeah. And there haven't been any new applicants for awards or anything either.
Not
so.
That I'm aware of.
Okay. Personnel policy.
Personnel policy committee. Our first meeting is scheduled for November 12th, and the topic will be wellness. I brought it up here at the last meeting and the previous meeting, I think, which was Beth McKinney visited. He gave you all bunches of materials. So the idea is that the personnel policy committee would get together on the 12th, review the materials, which I think she has all sent. She sent out to everyone who's invited to that meeting, or who's just busy with attend, in the hopes that we can start to craft a resolution. So that is the objective for November 12th. Beyond that, the meetings have been scheduled once a month for the remainder of the fiscal year for Personnel Policy Committee. The meeting in December is a follow-up to Lauren Jacoby's request that we meet. So I'm not exactly sure what all that agenda will entail, but that's already scheduled for the middle of December. So.
Any questions for Don?
I was just wondering, at the upcoming meeting, you said developing a resolution, and on what? I wasn't clear on what.
Yeah, the wellness.
Was.
Yeah, sorry. If you hadn't looked at best materials and the stuff that she has sent, the recommendation that she's putting forward, based on all the research and data that she's collected, is that we draft a resolution that recommends that employees be allowed a minimum of 90 minutes per week for wellness activities. There's sort of this urban legend about the three-hour rule that's really not true. People think they have 3 hours of release time, and they really don't. There's no policy around that at all. So this is a way to at least get this into policy. So it'd be a minimum of 90 minutes a week that employees can take time for wellness.
Do you know what the breakdown of a wellness activity is?
Oh, what do you
like,
mean?
Does she have any, like, is it... Does it have to be something physical? Do you have to go jogging, swimming? Can you go and meditate? And just, is there any specific timeline?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the research she's gathered is just time away from your desk and your monitor and whatever. Hopefully doing something physical. But
you might have reminded me of the same spot.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, some people, you know, mental health getaway might be
but
very well
that
for
would still be considered
okay.
A wellness.
Okay.
Sure.
So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I have to cut out.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Hugs.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Stephanie Kenny circulated a pretty hefty packet of materials for that meeting. Perhaps we could send that over the mailing list?
As I said, everyone who's on the Personnel Policy Committee should have gotten, she sent out emails, so everybody should have gotten material.
I'm just thinking of other members that are curious about what's being discussed.
We should do it by request. If, you know, if someone is interested, then they can contact Donna.
Yeah, and then I would just invite you to the meeting, and then you could get the material. I mean, as you said, it's a pretty hefty packet. I'm not sure that I want to ask her to send all of that information.
Oh, no. We've got it scanned, so we could just send it by email if anybody wants to.
Just resend it again.
To the EA, is that
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, I was like, who are you talking to? Like, to who? So, yes, sir. Sure.
And
to answer the question about wellness activities for the release line, she has them defined as activities that promote the health and well-being of the individual, such as physical exercise, health assessment and screening, weight loss, nutrition classes, stress management, and smoking cessation.
Right. Yeah, I knew that there was. Thank you.
Great, thank you. That answers my question. Any other questions for Donna? So I'm sure she'd like to see you at the November 12th meeting.
Yeah, if that's a Monday, it's over lunch time, so many of you have already responded that you'll attend, and if anybody else wants
and
to.
And where is it? At East Hill?
At the East Hill Plaza, at the new East Hill office building.
So from where I get off the
bus?
The bus?
Mm-hmm. I made sure. I can probably tell you what number it is. There's a bus that goes right from your door to that door.
Yes, it's bus 50.
There
oh,
you.
So that's the door.
That's the door.
Oh.
You go in the door
so
and the conference
where
we've
been
room
meeting.
Is on the left. No, not the east one. It's a brand new building.
The ugly one.
It's right next door.
It's behind the right. It's behind the grocery store, kind of like.
Behind
okay.
The
car wash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's brand new, and the bus stops there.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and circle over.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, IOC.
We did have a meeting a couple of weeks ago with me, Carrie, and Ari. And I think a lot of the stuff we talked about has already been brought up, like different, talking about communication and the blog, and it kind of turned into a mixed bag meeting where we just talked about whatever came up with. I guess the most exciting thing about IOC is that we're finally trying to get some awesome new members, which already introduced themselves at the beginning of this meeting. And two of you already submitted your entire packets, right? So I don't see why we couldn't actually vote them in.
Actually, I only have Deborah.
Just Deborah? We can
okay.
Call Deborah in.
I have mine here. I just have to get my photo taken.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is still there.
Okay, well, we can go ahead
and take a photo of yourself.
Yeah, I know.
The photographer who doesn't have a photo of himself.
So, if nobody's opposed, we can actually have that discussion and vote. To get both Deborah official.
Can we get to ask Deborah any questions?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you guys agree, we'd actually make a little statement, and we'll ask some questions, then you step on for a second, we both discuss, and you come back. And
should we get Deborah to do your statement?
Yeah, that's fine, too. So is anyone opposed to that, doing that? Okay. So yeah, if you have a little statement that you can read the one you wrote, then we'll ask some questions.
May I read the one I wrote?
I'm a little nervous about this table now. Just sitting in the corner. Recently, I ushered the Dalai Lama's visit to Cornell, and I was an outside usher, and I was disappointed to be an outside usher to start with, except it turned out to be the most fun place to be that day. I wound up just taking people all over the place, people, you know, showing up from Connecticut because some monk had promised them tickets and, you know, carting people all over. And I had a moment when I thought to myself, it's just so wonderful to be out here and be nobody, yet be so helpful and be a part of other people's experience and having an impact on their experience, hopefully positive in those cases. So I began to think about, during the Dalai Lama's speech, ways to give back to the university, and decided I would like to become involved in the employee assembly. I've known Donna for years, and so I was aware of some of the things that the EA did. I am also the administrative chair of the University Hearing Board. In 2006, I earned my master's degree in industrial and labor relations through the employee degree program, and I think that my knowledge, experience, and passion for employee relations, organizational and professional development, and leadership would be a tremendous asset to the EA. Questions?
I have a question for you. What kind of things are you interested in? Like, what kind of a personal agenda do you have? What things you'd be interested in pursuing or want to see the EA accomplish in the near future while you're on?
Well, I am interested in employee education opportunities, so I've already talked to Donna about that. I'm really interested in the way that we develop employees around here, or consistency or lack of consistency, and how it is we even train job families.
what should expectations be of job families. And so I'm interested in that. I am interested in governance in general. I'm interested in the hearing board. The hearing board has a continual crisis in staff as members of the hearing board. And it doesn't take a lot of time. And if you're in your two-year tenure there, you might never get called because it's totally random. I pick numbers out of a hat. or you might get called three times in a semester. You just don't know. And so I'm interested in that, getting more employees more involved in general in things that have a real impact on the university. The question?
Can I ask what positions you've held at the university? I love you.
Staff positions?
Mm-hmm. or other positions?
I've been here 8.5 years. I came to the university having worked at a nonprofit downtown. My background is in English and education, and I had an interesting start at the university because I applied for a job that I wasn't qualified for. The nonprofit, I found out on Monday, it wasn't going to be in business on Friday. And I'm a single parent. I had a 4-year-old son at the time who's now 13, and my mom had worked here for 30 years, and she said, okay, enough of doing what you love. Go find a job at Cornell. And so I worked in education at the nonprofit, but it was computer related. And so I was applying for various computer related jobs that I was not qualified for, except that one of the people who interviewed me wanted to hire me because of my skill set, thinking that IT could be trained into me. So he created a position for me to have, which was a 2-year term position, and told me I had 2 years to make something of myself. And so I started in desktop support after coming from sort of an executive level in a nonprofit. I started out in desktop support, and 2 years later I was a supervisor of that group, and another year or so later I was the manager of that group, and now I am the associate director of that group for 2 divisions here at Cornell.
Great success story.
Not that, and I got my master's through the employee degree program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Question. That's great. Any other questions? Or no?
All right. You can stay with 10 motions for a second, and we'll try back real quickly.
Forgive what Tom said. Sit in the corner.
Any discussion?
I told it that was coming up. Yeah. Now you have to
sit at the table. It was, I know, right? I was the person who would find her outside.
You did.
We are glad to have you.
Thank you.
And Deborah, as you mentioned, had already signed up to be on the Employee Education Committee and the Personnel Policy Committee. So
I'm also on the University Policy Advisory Group, so hopefully I'll be beneficial to that committee.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. It would be great to have that link.
Yes. Thank you. Peter, I'm going to throw this right back to you then. Are you finished?
That was it for IOC.
Okay. I have a question that may be to you, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Lawrence, I'm sure everybody asked to come be reappointed, and I'm not sure how that works. He denied his job and is still here at Cornell. And
he asked Amy, and then he asked me what he would do to get back on, and I just told him to go through the same process that every new member goes through, and just to make it just, cut and dry. So, and he didn't have any problem with that, so he's fine with just resubmitting the materials. And I actually expect to see him today, but I guess he can make it. But
it's not like he's really trying.
I just probably go by the same process. I didn't want to set a precedent of getting any kind of redemption for single people, so it's just easier to have him do it all. But like I said, he didn't seem to mind that, so it wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll be here next meeting or very soon anyway.
Great, thank you. Okay, let's move on to university benefits.
University benefits, the meeting has not been scheduled yet, and I'm sorry, I know I keep coming back with this, but it just hasn't been scheduled yet. As I mentioned before, the hot topic is medical benefits, in particular the prescription drug benefit for our retirees to impact the plan greatly. That's particularly the hot topic of discussion, and we, I think, are just waiting to schedule our meeting until the consultants come back with some recommendation about what that program would look like for plan.
Sure.
So, that's the only thing you know anything.
I don't. Are there retirees on?
Yes, we do. Yeah, there are two retiree representatives on that committee. And Charlie Walcott is, you know. He wouldn't mind me saying.
Yeah, not a problem. Keep us updated. My money is on the staff award committee that they're going to meet first.
Oh, the pressure's on. That'll work.
Stop writing.
No.
I'm going to call Paul
first. What about you, employee education, Donna?
Employee education committee. So, I met with Maureen Brawl yesterday. Maureen is the representative in Human Resources who manages the tuition benefit program for the university. And as many of you know, Mary has mentioned on three separate occasions now that we're reviewing the tuition reimbursement benefit. So I wanted to find out from Maureen just exactly what those discussions were and just what was going on, because as chair of the education committee, I hadn't been privy to it, and I didn't recall any of those discussions happening here at the employee assembly. Anyway, so I met with Maureen. I got an overview of what is kind of being discussed, what sort of things are on the table. I was sworn to secrecy. I was not allowed to take the document out of her office. So, you know, I guess really the only thing I can say is that they are looking at some changes to it. It's all on the good side. You know, nothing gets taken away. In particular, it's the tuition aid benefit, which is the one that's my pet peeve, and any of you who've known me for more than like a week knows that. And that's the two, what I'd like to see is to have that benefit match what the Cornell Children's Tuition Scholarship matches. So that equals up to 30% of the Cornell tuition rate is what is reimbursable to for tuition taken, for classes taken anywhere outside of Cornell. So that's a really good benefit. Right now, it's a bizarre percentage of the TC3 tuition rate, which, you know, you end up getting like a couple hundred bucks if you're lucky. I think it's 196.20. I've gotten.
Yeah. I'm actually taking classes somewhere else, and I didn't even go through the program. Why?
And that's what I was telling Maureen, is that most people who are in that sort of situation and kind of looking at it from our staff graduate reception and talking to those folks over the years, and on average we have about maybe 20, 25 people who graduate through that. And probably, it's getting more and more, but I think for the last go around, there were probably half of the graduates that were in that program that did not graduate from Cornell or TC3. There were other places, American University, University of Maryland, University of Phoenix,
Empire State.
So it's just that now there are a lot more options than there used to be for people to take classes elsewhere. So that's why the benefit really needs to change. So you didn't hear it from me. Okay. But that's one of the things that they are looking at. Yeah, he's
attending classes. Is that internet as well? Because
yeah.
I remember the. Okay.
Yeah, as long as you're enrolled as a student.
Okay.
Yeah. So it could be online education.
Donna, can you say whether you were happy with what you saw? That's a lot right there.
I was encouraged from what I saw on the paper. How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
I've extracted the three levels.
Encouraged from what I saw on the paper. I was discouraged by so many other things, though.
right? I mean, the inability to share this information, at least with employees and or at least the chair of the education community, I just thought that was a little bizarre. I mean, I just, right, we're supposed to be trusted partners in this process. But she was very protective of all of that, so they had to go through pauper sick, and that's happened, and Mary needs to bless it, and all of that kind of stuff. But I asked her at what point it might be helpful for some support to come forward from the Employee Education Committee. I mean, if we were to endorse this policy or somehow put in a resolution or do something just to say, yeah, we like this and this is why we think you should do it. So hopefully that will happen.
Keep us updated.
Okay. Oh, and so I wanted to wait to schedule any meetings for that committee until after I met with Maureen. So that's why it hasn't been on the calendar yet, because I wasn't really sure what our mission and purpose would be.
Gotcha. My money's on the emergency grant. Thanks, I'm on both of those, so thank you. We move on to President's Climate Commitment Implementation Committee update. Dennis.
I'm on the longest committee name, I think, at the university. Mm-hmm. And we've met once, and I'm sworn to secrecy as to what we talked about. we met on October 23rd. There's about 13 or 14 members of the committee. It's a good representation of staff, faculty. There's a graduate student and an undergraduate student on the committee. As you might guess, with a committee that's going to focus on reducing carbon emissions and looking at carbon neutral, there's a goodly percentage of CUFA people from facilities on it, because they're the folks who are most directly connected to that. At this point, after one meeting, the group realized that we need to firm up the charge. The members, the president signed the president's climate commitment implementation, our president's climate commitment tree in February, but nothing has been done up to this point as to how we're going to move what he signed, which pledges Cornell to have zero carbon emission, neutral carbon emissions in 2050. How do we get there, since it's a long planning horizon and so much is involved? This committee is looking at a two-year stint in terms of trying to put a plan together in as how we make that happen, how Cornell makes that happen. So we're in the organizational phases of it, educational as well, so that all members of the committee are aware of the more technical aspects of the charge, and sort of feeling our way. Our next meeting is set for November 15th. There's going to be some educational components to it. What I was very pleased to see was that some aspects of Cornell already are doing a lot, what with green building, the greening of new construction, and there is already a inventory that's going on about greenhouse gas inventory. And so you get a sense of the complexities of it. If you think of a greenhouse gas inventory of campus, that seems like a fairly doable thing, but you immediately start having to define, well, what is campus? Is campus just central campus? Are we going to look at East Hill Plaza? Are we going to look at Thornwood? Are we going to look at Geneva? How far does campus go? And then what about little intermediate places that Cornell doesn't own? Is that going to be counted or not? So right away, there's a number of questions that have to be asked that seem far afield from the actual process itself that have to be worked out. So the numbers and the guidelines and the directions that come through in the end will be applicable. So we're feeling our way.
Okay. Any questions for Dennis?
Dennis, you're terrible to keep it secret.
I just have one additional thing, and I know you voted her in already, but Deborah has done a lot of work around sustainable computing for the university, and it's a really good program. Do you have a chance to check it out? It's on the website.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, let's move on to old business. Peter, recap of the employer lunch.
Most of you have already heard about these, but for those of you who haven't, it was the best employer luncheon intent of which was, well, Cornell just won these awards, Working Mothers Magazine, Best Employer for Working Mothers, AARP's Best Employer for People Over 50, and very recently the EVE Awards, which I still don't remember what the acronym stands for, but it was a very awesome achievement for Cornell, from what I heard, especially I got. So we shared these awards with the people who we had a series of three events. We shared these awards, and we kept getting feedback from the participants about how we can improve Cornell even further and what have you. Last Monday was the third and last event at Statler. We had about 75 people. It went really well. Mm-hmm. Dennis was there. Bill helped out as well. Donna was there. And I think that's about all the people I can remember were also here. But yeah, it was a really fun event and really cool. We got some really good feedback.
I just got a horrible text message that says it's snowing, but I don't see any. No, I haven't gotten that at all. I know, Joe's fired.
He got his snow.
You know what else? Golding didn't get hit because he was asking if I got mine. He's wondering if it's Elton's medical.
I didn't get one.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten
the bees.
Bill got hit, right? So I was thinking Lally Liddick. I'm like, okay, so we're going
to... I'm an eight.
I'm working backwards. I don't know.
But it might be snowing.
The most essential personnel first.
Yeah. You're right, right? Yeah. There you go.
Well, I got my text message.
Later.
I need to move on.
Mental health.
Let's move on. Polo shirt and pen proposal. Carrie.
All right. This is old business from the last meeting because truly we ran out of time at the last meeting. I kind of threw it out there. We didn't have time for discussion. So the idea was that the communications committee had talked about ways to increase our recognizability when we go to events and to have things to give out at events so that people could take them back to their office and say, oh, the EA, let me type in their website because it's on my pen, that type of thing. So because we're going to be involved in several other events, and we've already had some that have gone by that we'll be involved in again next year, things like the presidential address and emergency grant fund auction, new employee orientation. It would be nice if we had some type of recognizability thing here, polo shirts of all of the same, or
tattoos.
Tattoos, yeah, that's an idea too. So that's the idea. And EA member has come to me and said, wouldn't it be nice if we could get something so that we have recognizability. So I put together a draft and open to feedback on it. I think I sent it out at the last, ahead of the last meeting, but I honestly don't remember. So I'm going to just circulate it around. It's for, specifically for polo shirts and for pens. And the polo shirts would be Cornell red. They're short sleeves. There's a button. There's pictures of them there. There's men's and women's, so it's not the unisex. They would have Cornell University and Employee Assembly embroidered in white on them. And, yeah, the women's one. And the pens would be, I think they're red with white lettering. And they're the, regular clicky.
Can't the Vanna. What's the total price?
It's $555 to be the total price for them. That would be for 20 shirts, which the idea was, and we talked a little bit about it, is one for each EA member. Brian had mentioned the possibility of giving one to Mary and President Gordon. So there's another two. And then for other people who, like the Office of Assemblies, who are at the event, who aren't seated, but they're always so supportive, obviously. And so for them to wear shirts of these things as well, then the 20 would provide enough. Michael, exactly.
Do we have that money?
Dennis, Michael.
We certainly don't have it as a budget item. It would have to come out of probably the ConCon budget, but you're taking it from something else. You're taking it from the forum or something like that. Yeah, so yeah, but you got to understand it would come out of something else.
Right.
I can't afford those open forums anyway.
Okay.
So currently, I mean, ConCon has a budget for things. It is not specific, what Phil just said, it's not specifically a line item on this.
So this is communication.
But open for
how to break down between the shirts and the pants? How much is one and the other? I mean, it's 5 pages total.
Yeah, the shirts are $17 a piece.
Let me just
20 shirts.
So that'd be $340 for the shirts and yeah. $210 for the pants.
There you go. Yeah. So I guess, you know, if I were to throw an idea out there, if people are uncomfortable about doing both of them at the same time, I'd really like to get the pens because of like the lots of the Cornell and other things we're running coming up.
Does that have the website on it?
Mm-hmm. It will.
Okay.
Yeah. It will have Cornell University, the website, and there's a third line on there that may be removed. I have to see the layout when it's actually put on. So this would be, I think, the email. That was the other one. So email, web, and Cornell University Employee Assembly would be on the pen if one has to be taken away because that's too much writing on the pen. And we still have the website in Cornell University Employee Assembly.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it go out as a room for the pen separate from the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I initially felt with the shirts, yeah, great, that'd be wonderful, but we keep changing members.
Mm-hmm.
And so the shirts are going to go out, they're not going to come back, and then we're going to have 1 year, we'll all have shirts, next year, well, you won't have shirts, and your cost is going to go up if you're only ordering a few shirts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that's not, I'd like them to be presentable as well as noticeable. That's my observation.
Yeah, I recommend that. I think that's a good feedback. I know that from the company that I got the estimates from, as long as they have the screen, usually it's like a $60 screen setup charge for what they're going to put on there. When you order them even in lower number, because we're already ordering a low number, the cost will stay the same. So what would have to happen, in my mind, is for in future years, we would have to, in communications, put that as a line item for future years to get, let's say, 5 extra shirts or something and have it as a line item each year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
How about lapel pins? Because then you could pass them on when you're done with your 10 years as an EA member.
Mm-hmm.
When I first joined, you were given this little pin that says Hazel Hall Employee Assembly.
I actually, I had a price quote done on those, and they, unfortunately, I don't have information with me. I can bring it back to you if it's your meeting, but I was surprised at how expensive it was.
I think it's in your email, Karen. It says $13.75 or something like
yeah.
that.
For a magnetic name.
It's in your email.
Thank you.
I don't know.
So that's when I saw it, because I'm thinking, well, those would be less expensive, you know what I mean? Exactly the same thing, like at Cornell University, it's only that we can pass them on, but at $13.75 and a shirt at $17.
But if you did that and you got the magnetic name tag, I mean, that would carry over even if you went to events that aren't polo shirt appropriate,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's
true.
True.
I think it's so easy to lose that.
We do, just so you know, we have a resource in name tags that we're already purchasing in other areas. It's kind of the standard, and it has Cornell University at the top, and then ability to imprint with two lines. One could be your name, and underneath it could say Employee Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And those are readily available with something we're doing right now. So another name tag idea out there is. There's lots of them.
Kelly, you must have resources like that for Learning Affairs and Development.
I have read name badges
at
say Cornell University. But I was thinking of something that didn't necessarily have to have an engraved name on it.
Uh-huh.
Then you could recycle them. I mean, I'm wondering what the pricing would be for something brass that just said Employee Assembly.
delegate or...
Yeah, I mean, really, maybe there's a cheaper way to do it than the brass.
I think, well, we can do separate, mm-hmm. you know, and then just keep it open for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess then, if the discussion, is there any discussion on the pens right now? Not the only conversion.
How many pens?
It was for 500. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the money just for the pens to be ordered.
$240.
I think it's
$215.
Second.
Okay, I got a second. To purchase the employee assembly pen. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. I'm just going to come out. Come home.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
So just as a follow-up to that, because I do have the resources, would you like to test out a program with name tags and to have me go ahead and make some of the ones that I do have available for everyone to maybe start wearing and see how they work?
Yeah.
And
place the lanyards that
yeah.
we're wearing.
Yeah. yeah. And see how they work.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then maybe you can decide from there.
Yeah.
And then we would support that. We would purchase those.
$0.
$0. EA, you know, maybe all the assemblies someday might want them, but maybe we'll start with the EA to get them.
Hey, you while you're feeling generous, it was a $300 pizza lunch tab 2 weeks ago.
We'll think about that.
Got a different outcome.
Yeah.
Carrie's going to get back to us.
So I'll, Amy can work with... We'll get those made for you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we only have room to walk there. So.
Okay. Okay. New business, the TIMS resolution.
So... I sent something out. It's a resolution, and I'd like to have a discussion on it. If you know, have feedback on it. The TIMS is the Transportation Mitigation Strategies, and TDICE, representative from TDICE had gone through the TIMS and the whole TDICE presentation with us about a month ago, I think it was. Go ahead and read through it. It's pretty short. If you want
a discussion,
that would be great.
The meat of it just says we support the
pen. It does say we support
the pen. I've got one thing, minor correction, but
yep.
Sorry, I didn't mention this earlier. The I in the TIMS is for impact, but it's not mitigating transportation, it's not impact to the transportation. So.
And it's the impact on surrounding communities, the way people get to Cornell, not transportation at Cornell. That's a statement. Actually, transportation is one of the people in our department or division.
So David Lee from Transportation Services had asked that the assembly write resolutions in support, just to help. You know, when he goes before the administration here, I don't know.
Are you looking?
What I'm looking for is any language changes, because the resolution is a document that's just drafted by a person and then up for discussion. If anyone has anything that they'd like to add to this or, you know, wording changes, then this is the time to do it. And it's open for discussion. And then
I'd like to strike the word housing. Because I don't believe there are transportation services that are working to increase housing choices for staff
I agree with the transportation.
I can tell you what that is in context.
In the
TIMS. It reflects where people choose to live, their housing choice.
So that they can take bus instead of...
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that language works there, but that's what the TIMS is trying to say, is that people choose where they live. I mean, emergency planning reflects that too. If you choose us to live in Tompkins County and Tioga County roads, you know what I mean? They're like too bad.
I can take that out. I took it right from the TIMS. That exact language, and I'm happy to take it up. So do you think it's confusing?
I think it's confusing because I'm not sure how much transportation services can impact the housing choice.
Where they choose.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah.
Right? If you live closer, you have more access to mass transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. But
yeah.
Okay.
Is it a standard privilege for this to be signed by one person?
It is. Yeah, I already have made copies of the other two resolutions.
Okay.
That it needs to be submitted by one person and then one person saying that it's the resolution.
She'll take the heat.
She'll take the heat.
Any other comments? Views? Suggestions?
So,
if I could respond.
Yeah.
Can I just make one comment on it? This is a draft, right? And so this is not a final document?
Correct.
Okay. So the resolution is the employee assembly endorsing a draft, not a final document.
Just should note that.
That's the last one that I had received. I don't know if any changes were made.
Because if they change that, doesn't mean that we support the change.
Yeah, that's my point. Do you really want to support a document that's still in flux? Or do you want to wait to see the final version and then support it after you've read everything? I'm not sure how much difference there will be between an interim document and a final document, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that the final document is going for approval at the November CFMTC meeting and then the December BMT meeting. So, I don't know.
I guess my understanding, and I could be very wrong, was it's a draft until it's final. So, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is the same document that's going forward for approval. And
yeah.
So what the resolution says we support the draft document that will move forward for approval. There's a difference between that and having another draft to come out of that.
Then I think the language here is supports the draft.
Yeah.
Then I probably should say that.
So what about that? Resolution in support of the transportation impact mitigation strategies draft document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got that changed. I'll add in the word impact to the couple of places where it's left out. I'll strike the housing from that further down. And then I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution with the noted changes.
Okay. You got a second? Okay, all four passing this resolution. Any opposed? Okay, the resolution passed. Thanks, Carrie. Bill, campus life meeting workshop opportunity.
Okay, and 2 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Real quickly, I have been approached by campus life. They are having their kind of what they call staff meeting January 8th, and they're going to set up a bunch of workshops. And the employee assembly would like to be one of the workshops, come in and talk. I've given information out. There would be two sessions, one from 10:30 to 11:30, and then an afternoon session from 2:15 to 3:15. The way I kind of envision it would be whoever goes in to maybe spend 10 minutes or so talking about the EA and then spending 40 or 50 minutes in more of a workshop atmosphere. It might be something like a chili chat and talking about, you know, maybe bring up some issues that we're working on and how do people feel about them, getting feedback. It's a good opportunity to get in front of some employees, basically free of charge for their time. But Hazel and I are both part of campus life. Hazel doesn't know this yet, but I was actually asked not to participate in from this standpoint because we should be at other workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So I am looking for volunteers, and I did get some responses back that I know people are tied up. It's a tough time and so forth. But is there anybody that is interested or thinks they might have the time January 8th?
What day is this?
January 8th, I don't know what day of the week it is.
January 8th is a Tuesday.
The times are 10:30 to 11:30 and 2:15 to 3:15, and obviously you got a lot of little time before if there's any little stuff we want to do, or actually I could probably help with that.
You know, unless something comes up, I'm available.
Okay, good. So we've got some people, so that's all right. We can solidify it. All I need to know is that we want to move forward with it. So that's good. Glad to hear. I'll get with people. Then, if you know, it's your year, we can talk about it.
Thank you. Great. Excellent. I'm going to move on to open forum. I'm going to bring up one thing. We got 1 minute. I did move into my new house. And it does have an indoor heated pool. And I would like to do something. I don't know if it would be during the work week or something on a weekend where we call at the Employee Assembly winter retreat. And I just want to see what you think about. We're going to have a few more members besides Deb. This might be a good time to get everybody together in an environment off campus to we can work on an agenda and topics and do some little activities and see if you guys would all be for something like that. Didn't Spencer though.
Okay, we can stop at Carrie's when we're done again.
There we go. So I'll work on some more details and get back to it.
I'm really excited.
I don't think anybody would tell me no. I mean, like, that, no, Brian, we're not coming here.
I might be surprised.
So I should go down and do my photo and
Brian.
Yeah, we got a
motion to adjourn. Do you need one?
Second motion?
Yes, thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.